Hi guys. Okay, I'm sure you guys were expecting Otis's voice and her intro, but no, it's a different ball game entirely. So this is a podcast takeover, and my name is Uju. So yes, I don't know, it just happened. So you guys, how have you guys been? And please, before I go further, just help us to subscribe, Basil 8. Help us to subscribe, to like, to share, comment. You understand? Just help us do all of that. So you guys, I don't know. Let's just talk about anything. I'm just going to talk about my life. Not life, but like, yes. And it's just going to be like my struggles and testimonies with school. Okay, so I just finished school. I'm OT's mate. Just finished school. I'm a nurse now. Did you hear that? That sounded nice. I'm a nurse now. So yeah, it's just basically how it was for me and everything. So yeah, it's just going to be about, you know what, I'm thinking about it too much. I'm just going to talk. So you guys, around, when did I write midi for exam? I don't remember. But you guys, I wrote this midwifery exam, and around that period, yes, we wrote different exams, you know, and results were coming out, and I was clearing all of them, right? So this midwifery, my mom was already calling me, my midwife, my nurse, my midwife. Do you understand? Everybody was excited on my behalf. Like, I was very certain that I passed this exam, but you know what? In my mind, I was like, what if you don't pass this exam now? What's now happen? But you know what? As a bad guy, I was like, nah, how can I fail? And there's this thing, someone on my contact list was always posting, it was never would it be said that in the end I failed. And you know, that had always stuck in my head. I was like, I have to use this caption when I pass my exam. I have to, because what, like, so you guys, that day came and they said result is out. Everybody was waiting. Everybody said, wait, let's go and check results, because there was a way you could know if you had passed, right? And you know, everybody was me that morning. I'm honestly not scared of checking results. So that morning I checked, but it showed that I was not eligible to register. I say, God, is this me? Easy. So I asked other people and they said it was same for them, and I was like, okay, no problem, we're all in this together, the results not out yet. So I went to my room. I was feeling really sad, and I don't know, my mood was just down that day. I slept like a child, and I woke up because people on the corridor were making a lot of noise. I was like, what's happening? And they were like, RM this, RM that. I quickly check it, it didn't show anything. I say, God. And I think at the time my roommate passed her ICAN exam, so I was like, hey, now me be failure. I was checking people's status and I was saying, I think it was Jesus loves me, I be, I'm loved by God, as in God is on my side. Is it me that God is not loving? Is it me that is not on his side? Yeah, I was so sad. I wept, like, guys, I wept for weeks, days. I would have said months, but that would be exaggerating. Yes, I cried. I'm not, like, I wept. At the time, the fire in me was burning, but that period, that fire went to. I wasn't praying. I wasn't doing anything. I was like, God, why? Like, why? Like, what have I done? You would have told me now. Like, I for no read now. If to say this for... And you know what? You know the one I failed? I failed the second paper. That's the one that was even easier. The one that when I came out of the house, I was like, if I see it, I don't pass. I failed that. I was like, hey, God. But then people are now giving me words. And you know the funny thing? Most of the words are the same. You know what? Let me tell you. I will tell you if you don't ask. But I'll tell you. It was, for the plans I have for you are for good and not for evil, to give you an expected end. I was like, eh? Even like this guy I was talking to at the time, he gave me that word too. I was like, Holy Spirit, do I need that much, you know, consolation? Excuse me. I was like, So I just took life as it was. And that day I texted my family group. I was like, okay, you guys, the result is out, I failed, I'm sorry. And then everybody was like, why are you sorry? Like, it's not your time yet, don't worry. Like, everyone was so supportive. And oh my god, you guys, that's story for another time. That's if I ever come on here. My family is so supportive. What? So I just took life how, you know, life just took me. And I was just living my life like that. I was like, okay, one day I'll use this testimony, this never would it be heard that in the end I failed, and then this song, see what the Lord has done. I have voice, but I won't let you hear it. So I was like, one day I must use it. And then the exam, the receipt exam was in September. You know what, NMCN, they now say that, okay, well, they want to switch from written to CBT. You guys, I was very worried. At some point, when I was reading, but at some point I was like, you know what, I don't even know what I'm reading for. I don't know if I'm reading for just objective. You know, there's a difference between reading for objective and reading for theory or subjective or anything. I was like, what am I reading for? You know what, I'm done. And I stopped reading. And then they told us some days before that we're going to write in Adeleke University instead of Lagos. Hey God, you guys, I was upset because I had plans. The girl had plans. But, you know, that girl. Bottom line, I went to the Adeleke University. You guys, that school is large. When I say large, I mean large. And they do not have shuttles. They do not have. And I'm not trying to, you know. So I went there. You guys, walking from the hostel they put us to the exam center, was like, I'm not even exaggerating, no, was like walking from Adeleke to Akure. Yes, I said what I said, period. It was that far, and there was no shuttle. It was just this bike guy that was never available. But you know, so on the day of the exam, you guys, I don't know, I didn't even read that much. I went to the exam hall. OBJ was CBT, you know, there was the webcam, the CCTV, everybody was trying to do my own, because I mean, everybody's watching, everybody can be seen, whatever. I wrote my exam. I came out of the hall, anybody that asked me, I was like, oh, we thank God. And you guys, guess what, you won't believe it. Passed my exams, you guys. And you know what, the result came out a day before convocation. You see what God did there. So it's really cool. And then when on the group chat, on my class group chat, they were like, all of you that had receipts in midwifery, you all passed, congrats. I was like, God, I wept. I was doing my clearance that day. I just started crying. People were like, Uju, what's wrong? I was like, yeah, God has done it. Because what? Good. And then that day that the result came out in the evening, the tailor decided to do me what I ordered, so what I got for my convocation dress. You guys had that. The corset. I was wondering if the corset was for a 16-year-old child. I don't know. But it was little and I could not wear it. So the day of my convocation, I cried. I didn't go for the ceremony, nothing. I didn't even want to be on makeup, nothing. Everybody was out of the hostel. Like, all my mates were out of the hostel. And there was me. Me! Just there, doing nothing. Just there, crying and weeping. Having headache, you know. And eventually, I found something. You guys, that day, I ordered clothes from Adeleke. But see, the moral lesson of this part of the story is that these part riders will embarrass you. They will tear your white shirt. They will tear it. I was down that day, and then I did my makeup eventually. My friends persuaded me, I did my makeup, came out, took some photos, and you know, ate rice. You guys, I ate hot rice. I did it. I am so, you want it too, but I did it. I had a good time that day. And you know, I'm back to biz. I'm back to base trying to look for a job or look for a place for my internship. This, you guys, this internship thing is a lot. Like, I submitted to places, I submitted applications to places, different places, and I don't know, it's like nurses, like there are a lot of nurses these days though. But if you go to hospitals, you hear there's we're short on nurses, we're short on staff, but we are outside job lights, we didn't have work, but you know, God will always be there for us. And you know, so yeah, what else? Till next time, I guess. But bottom line, yes, Jipo, wait, are you understanding something? That we, I sometimes I do have accents. Sometimes the accent do drop. Sometimes the accent. But yeah, I really hope you guys enjoyed this time. And yes, I have another story for you people. But you know, if I have another takeover, you know, we're about to take over. Oh my goodness, I missed the chance. I would have done this in the beginning. Oh my God. It's never too late. We're about to take over. Okay, till next time. I'm your takeover host. And there's something like that, Ali. I'm your takeover host. My name is Uju, and welcome to Otis Cast. Please don't forget to subscribe, drop a comment, like, you know, just, you know, the normal stuff we do. Bye, guys.